Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, we're already 2 hours in to the 48-hour marathon transmission. See the full list and breakdown at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I haven't checked a little while on the donations coming in. We'll be talking more about that. Quite frankly, we do these Money Bomb 24-hour, 48-hour transmissions once a year. This is our first 48-hour, and I don't even sit there and hype it enough. I don't think they've updated. It doesn't update in real time. This has been $34,000 for about an hour. We need to. It's important. I can tell the guys, you know, update that as fast as they can because we need to show people what's happening. The free video feed is all there as well. Let's go back to Johnny. I promise I'll move quick through calls now. Anthony and Mark and others that have been holding for an eon. You were making the point earlier we had to hold you over for those that just joined us. We'll just recap what you were saying and then get to your question.
I mean, yeah, Alex, it's just a lot of young people. I'm 25, like I said, who are for some reason, especially in the last couple of years, they don't want to hear anything bad about Obama. It's like, it's God forbid you say anything about Obama. It's like they're literally shooting you. Like, it's very, very, very bad stuff. And then when you pick a conversation with them, especially the liberals, they'll be, if you mention, oh, Obama had a, he raised the debt ceiling by $6 trillion. And then they'll say, well, this conversation's over. But we're having a conversation about how he raised the debt.
Well, they think you're then totally loving Romney and all his corruption. See, that's what the left-right paradigm is. It doesn't mean there's not real debates between the two sides or there's not a real fight going on over the power structure. But it limits it. That's what the paradigm is that, well, you're a Republican, so a Democrat can't listen to you. Or you're a Democrat, so a Republican can't listen to you. And both sides, you know, at the grassroots, say some things that make sense sometimes, but then it's a false choice because they're bought and paid for by the same people, so then it's just rhetoric. But yeah, Democrats and Republicans, to a great extent, will not listen to the other side because they are so locked into, like, their gang. And Republicans are bad, but I'll tell you, Democrats, it is cult-like, and they get this little grin on their face. They laugh at you because they're like children. Their identity is that they are a Democrat. Their identity is their winning. Their identity is it's their sports team. And it's like trying to tell two sports fans who are sitting there going, yeah, did you see that game? Yeah, did you see that call? Yo. You're like, hey, guys, there's more important things in the world. They look at you like you're crazy. So they think you're trying to dumb them down. They think you're trying to say they're wrong. You know, sometimes you just got to move on to people that care, because it's never been a majority that changes things. There's an evil minority and an evil, group that wants control. And then there's good groups. And the problem is good's not normally organized. There's always more good guys that are actually, you know, willing to take action. But we're all basically, you know, taught from birth that we don't have any power. So we kind of stand down. And then we don't get organized. Or if we do get organized, they try to infiltrate us or they cause infighting. It's a complex issue, but you're out in California. And, they've got a narrative, especially out there. I mean, look at California. It's a beautiful state, a lot of resources. It's falling apart because of corruption and big government. And no matter how nice the state is, you know, there's an exodus out of it now. So they'll just have to, you know, they'll have to grow up and actually, you know, find out how things really work.
People got to understand, Alex, that there is, and I, this is how I look at government ever since I've woken up. There are seven pillars of New World Order governance. You have the general population in the bottom. You've got the police state on top. You've got the justicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch. Then you have the shadow government, which is the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and then the big kahuna, obviously, the Bilderberg Group. And this is how everything is concocted. This is how everybody regulates what people think about, how he gets influenced, and Obama is just so polarizing.
Now, I hear you. We're going to come back with more. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world.
Here's freedom.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to read our mission and to see the amazing roster of guests we've got lined up sharing their insights on liberty and resistance to tyranny. I got involved in radio and TV as well as filmmaking 17 years ago. Because I didn't like the direction I saw our country and our world going in. The attacks on basic freedoms like the Second Amendment, the move towards collectivism and the nanny state. And over the last decade and a half, InfoWars.com and my radio show and the films have become really part of the core resistance to tyranny worldwide. It seems like yesterday, but it was more than 5 years ago. And I was sitting in my small office of about 3,000 square feet and realized that we were already reaching millions of people a week and that we had a responsibility to expand our operations in the face of the globalist. It was listeners 5 years ago that demanded we have a money bomb and expand our operations. We've gone from less than 10 crew members to more than 50 today. 5 years ago, I was reaching about 3 million people a week. Now it's 15 million a week, conservatively. Imagine what will happen if you just tell one person a day about InfoWars.com or our news reports that are online. Imagine what will happen if you donate just $5 or $10 to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and allow us to go to the next level and put the nightly news out on free-to-air satellite worldwide. No, that one action won't save the world, but it will trigger brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere that will bring down the globalist and restore humanity on the right path of justice and liberty and a level playing field. We have a choice: the globalist dark age of control freak technocracy or 1776 worldwide. This October 18th and 19th, from Thursday morning right through into Saturday morning, it's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world. I'll see you live with the free video and audio streams emanating from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. That's right, and there's the promo video we put out a few days ago. Again, I came from nowhere on Access TV 17 years ago. Within about 6 months, got a local radio show that was offered to me because the program director saw the show and said, hey, you want a Saturday show? It became popular. In about 6 months, I got a weeknight show. And then it got syndicated back in 1998 and was a limited syndication. We've been as many as 100 stations before. You know, as few as 30 or 40, it goes up and down. Now we're over 130. The broadcast is really exploding because what we've talked about is becoming evident. But I'm not with some big giant network. I'm running the show here. And it is the donations once a year that help us budget in expanding. And this is our most important expansion ever. And quite frankly, I don't like getting up here asking for money. I'd rather just promote products and things. I think it's important to promote our local AM and FM stations, sponsor them. I mean, listen, the government's going to end up shutting everything down and taking your power away. They're scared of you using your money to, you know, basically vote with your dollars on so many issues. And they love taking your money and then using it against you. They take your tax money and use it on TV shows and movies to promote Obamacare. That came out a few weeks ago. Billions of dollars. They take your money and use it for anti-gun messages, anti-family messages. See, we're here saying, hey, spread the word about the show, buy the products, whatever the case is, to help fund us. Go there. Get an InfoWars.com camouflage hat. Then we're going to your calls and more news. Go get a T-shirt. Go get you know, some of the films and books that also help wake your friends and family up. But quite frankly, you got to sell a lot of DVDs and a lot of T-shirts to have a newspaper, to make films, to syndicated news production. We're building a news organization to put out even more quality, crafted information. This is a platform for all these amazing people fighting tyranny to come on. I mean, this is it. So go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. The whole top of the sites are banners that go there and donate on PayPal, credit card. You can also call and make a donation. I should point that out. 888-253-3139. And they'll be members of the crew here for the next 48 hours. Now the next 46 or so or 43. And time's really flying by. I don't know, take 2-3 hours off of 48, see if I can do the math. The next 45 hours or so, or more, 45 and a half or so. So, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. Plus, it makes the globalists really, really angry. You know, George Soros groups out there, Media Matters run by the White House and funded by George Soros, the Think Progress and stuff, they always pull their hair out about our audience and that we're reaching more people and, oh, isn't it horrible? And, you know, let's shut down their funding and let's do this and that. And there's all sorts of dirty tricks behind the scenes. They cannot stand that little people give donations or spread the word. And it can't be some big international banker like Soros, you know, with one big, you know, milky to feed their whole operation. It's lots of you out there supporting us that is enabling us to reach so many more people. And going into this depression, who knows how bad it's going to get? You know, that's one thing. I could exhaust a little bit of backup we've got money to run this place for a few months if everything was turned off. and expand, but then I can't do that, really. I guess I could hustle and turn the show into an infomercial. I don't do a lot of plugging compared to a lot of shows. I could do that, I guess. The point is, we're going to pay for this one way or another. And the money bombs have been a very important part of this, and I want to thank all of you that have given. But if you haven't gone to InfoWars Money Bomb and donated, down the road, I mean, I hope we beat the globalist. I mean, I guess if people don't want to donate, that's kind of running up the white flag. So, you know, what's the point? We have a good chance of beating these people. Things are pretty much probably going to collapse to a certain extent. But if we expose the globalists, then they're going to get the blame for it and get thrown out and run out of town. If we don't, they're going to use the crisis to totally take over, and that's their plan. Okay, enough of me ranting and raving. Let's go to Anthony in New York. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
How you doing now? Thanks for everything, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
I want to bring up two quick points, or two quick things real quick. Talking about this race riot, I remember about a month and a half, 2 months ago, you had Doug Hagman on your show talking about the very same thing that they were going to try to provocateur, is race riot. Do you remember that?
You know, I'd forgotten. Hagman came on and said that his FBI source was saying that the White House was planning a false flag. And I said, what is it? And he said it's civil unrest. You know, we got to get Hagman back on. There's a few blocks we've got where it says I'm doing news, but one of those open slots today or tomorrow, I wanted to leave a few open for special guests, but let's get Hagman on. But see, it's not powerful if I don't play him saying that on the nightly news. I remember him saying it 2 months ago, and then I don't ever have the crew to go get all these clips of where our guests are breaking this down. But yes, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I want to bring up is I like to proudly announce that I'm part of InfoWar. I just went to my public access channel, and I'm starting my own alternative media show on my channel. I would also like to know how I will go about possibly getting you on as a guest via Skype for my show.
Sir, I have to be honest with you. I even turned down BBC and ABC News and people now when they want to come here. Just because if I do all those big interviews, they cut them up anyways to make me look bad, and they want hours and hours of my time. I still do big syndicated radio shows, not because I'm important. It's that I literally some days work 18 hours, and I've committed to spending at least 3 hours a day with my children. I still do things like Man Cow Show, Coast to Coast AM, with John B. Wells and you know George Norrie, people like that. I would love to do shows. That's part of the reason I've hired... We've now got like 8 or 9 reporters, is that I'm putting them through the paces. They're all doing really great, you know, kind of giving them some of the do's and don'ts and pitfalls so they can come on your shows. But I do need to try to do that. It's just there isn't time in the day. One of my greatest frustrations is I spend so much of my time just trying to fund this operation and messing with all sorts of, you know, little dirty deeds that go on, little sneaky attacks and other things, but by the grace of God, we just keep going forward. But when does your show start, or tell us what cable system it is?
This will be on Time Warner Cable, Rochester, New York, Channel 15. And I'm starting the show in exactly probably like 6 weeks. I have to go through the, you know, learn how to use our equipment and everything.
Sure, you have to go through the orientation, which is a great way to get trained quick on cameras and editing. God bless you. Good to hear that. Yeah, everybody should use Access TV while it's still around. They're trying to shut it down everywhere. I mean, there are big audiences. It's on basic cable. Even in small towns, they've got nice audiences. You know, globalists will fly thousands of miles to talk to 200 people at a Rotary Club to influence. They spend all their time. The Federal Reserve has thousands of agents out there, you know, brainwashing at public schools and colleges and events and Rotary Clubs and Masonic halls. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I started out on Access TV. You do an Access show and do a pretty good job, you can use that to go get a local talk station for no pay, but you can usually have a product or something you sell to do a Sunday or Saturday show. Just try. And then if you do good there, you're going to find yourself in a year filling in for the local host. And then you're going to find yourself hosting. Then you, I mean, I'm telling you, so much of this world is just taking action. And there are so many great patriots out there who are well-spoken, informed, who have passion. Get an Access show. Get a local radio show. I've told business owners, hey, you're well-spoken? Go into the local talk station and say, hey, I'll sponsor you know, my tile company or my lumber company or my restaurant, but I'd like with my buddy you know, to do a one-hour radio show. Just give it a try. Yeah, okay, we got some open slots. You know, Sunday morning, you want to do it? Or, sure. Go in there, talk about topics, take calls. Hey, you want 2 hours? This is how we get the word out. This is how we take over. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, 2 varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
All right, continuing with your phone calls here today, we have BBC and ABC News reporter Greg Pallas joining us with some big breaking news, and I will continue with your calls right into the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour. We got a bunch of special guests coming up. Really, this show is about getting out of the trance. It's about caring. It's about believing that we can turn things around. I know we can, but we have to stop being a bunch of jellyfish followers and really put our money where our mouth is, put our energy where our mouth is. It's fun to fight tyranny. What's not fun is to lay down to it. Let's go to Mark in Tennessee. I appreciate you holding, Mark. Welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know this is my first time, caller. Been listening to you guys for roughly about a year now, and I'm out of FEMA region number two. And speaking on FEMA region number two, I just wanted to maybe, you know, through your social network or the people that you're in contact with, have you heard anything about the extra beefed up, you know, security as far as, you know, our borders with our way stations with TSA? Last month, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and last month, twice now I've been stopped on Interstate 40 coming out of Arkansas on Interstate 40 and then coming southbound out of Kentucky, getting stopped at the way stations there. I've noticed that TSA is, you know, more adamant or more in Tennessee than I've noticed, you know, because I drive out west to the Midwest.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, in our film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, we spend in 2.5 hours, probably 30 minutes on Tennessee. Tennessee, they're worried about people in Tennessee because they know you're independent and you're wily and you're not idiots. It was mainly Tennesseans. It was some Alabamans and Carolinians as well. It was mainly Tennesseans. That's why it's called the Volunteer State that came down and founded Texas. Most of the people that died at the Alamo were Tennesseans. So the globalists absolutely hate your guts. They see you as Americana as it gets, and they absolutely hate you. And if they can break Tennessee, they can break anybody. And for, I had a congressman on from there and a state rep. They have army checkpoints, but TSA commands them. And they're now setting up these grope rooms where they're dragging families in. They're not just doing commercial vehicles. They have, you haven't run through the ones that have been in Tennessee news yet, where they actually stop everybody. And TSA does a full throw your stuff out everywhere, violates the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. They're also not sworn peace officers on top of it. And it's just the feds coming in there. They also do Tennessee and the four states around you, but they admit Tennessee is their test ground for that type of activity. And but hey, buddy, don't feel bad. They're also now having TSA north of Austin. They've had them in Round Rock, we've now confirmed. They have army checkpoints sometimes down in Kyle. And they have TSA on the streets in Dallas, Houston, and then they have MPs on the streets in San Antonio who are arresting citizens. So it's on. And it's just all getting us ready for the total collapse. What's incredible is the TSA has these big scanners, too. And they'll be out there with the Army or National Guard, and they drive you under the scanners. And these are high-powered. These are many times. I've had radiologists on. They're about 10 times the power of a chest X-ray, some of the units they've shown on the news. And they have TSA standing out under it all day, and they drive you under it. It's totally illegal, but they don't care. You see, it's all time to die now. It's time to be radiated. It's time to take vaccines. It's time to just get everybody used to everybody starting to get cancer. And these troops in TSA just stand around all day under high-powered X-rays that shoot through cars, quote, looking for weapons and drugs and terrorists that they openly run in Libya and Syria. So you say you're really getting to enjoy the TSA there, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's just wonderful. It's great losing my liberties and, you know, being controlled by somebody other than myself. You know, our Constitution allows us to be controllers of ourselves, you know, guided by God, not by you know, the people or the
government. And innocent until proven guilty. And now you are guilty, guilty, guilty. It's not even guilty until proven innocent. It's slave. And you're going to be henpecked by Potbelly, TSA, and that's the end of it. That's the new freedom. Because after all, Al-Qaeda might get us. What is it like whenever you run into them?
Well, whenever I was coming out of Kentucky on 75, I had one of the TSA officers actually come up into my truck.
And they're not officers, by the way. They're goons.
Well, right. They're not sworn officers. Of course they're not. But, you know, they're power tripping. They act like they're in control. Come up into my truck, ask me questions. Of course, I had your radio station on in my truck, you know, and instantly I had to turn it off because they were asking me questions about that, which just gave them, you know, more info.
They were asking you questions about my show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Imagine, in America, what are you scumbag American, listening to? That's a secret police North Korean officer. Only in North Korea would they say, what's on your radio? And so what did you say to them about that?
Well, I told them it's a well-informed radio station. It's an alternative radio station I listen to, you know, besides listening to Fox News.
Hold on. You know what? I got Greg Palast coming up, but can you just briefly finish the story? We'll get Greg online, but I've got to hear this. I mean, folks, this country's in deep trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It is the special 48-hour broadcast. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. Greg Palast, BBC, ABC reporter, best-selling investigative journalist, author. Mitt Romney's bailout bonanza. We'll be looking at that in his new book. Haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I've looked at the graphics and cartoons, and it looks pretty cool. Billionaires and Bailout Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps. So we're going to hear from him on that perspective. I know he's a nonpartisan guy, but we want to hear the scoop on both parties and what's going on. Before we go to him, I want to go back to Mark in Tennessee, who's a truck driver, who says he's constantly going through TSA checkpoints, and that's on the news, but they have the TSA going back 3 or 4 years. I have newscasts of this. It's in my film, Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, that you can buy the DVD of at Infowars.com, or it's free online. Again, that's something we do here, is we make these films that are seen by tens of millions. You can get a DVD if you want to support us, but it's about warning people. So I have an Army colonel on about it. I have a state rep on about it, where they have TSA checkpoints actually dragging families out of their vehicles. And we have footage of it. But this poor guy, he has my radio show on. He's sitting there at the TSA checkpoint. The guy climbs in and says, "What is that?" Well, obviously, the TSA all know who I am. I just was getting some threatening letter from the TSA just the other day. They're actually now threatening us. I'm going to get to that later. I'm talking to my lawyers first. The point is that they want you to sit down and shut up. And I told you 10 years ago, they're going to be on the streets, they're going to be on the malls, and they're going to wave a wand for any police and say you're now allowed to violate people's rights because they're unsworn, federal, out-of-control bureaucrats. They're pirates. Individual TSA agents aren't really agents, may not be evil themselves, but the system is a occupation takeover, dog training takeover. So, briefly, as we're going to Greg Palast, finishing your story, Mark, because I know they do have the checkpoints like nowhere else all over the place in Tennessee where sometimes they shut down the whole highways and don't just search, quote, transportation vehicles that have waived, you know, their rights. So he climbs up in your cab. I mean, what was it about my show he heard that he instantly didn't like? Because I guess in America, you know, the political officers are like, what are you listening to? What do you think this is, America? So, I mean, describe how that happened. Then we're going to Greg Palast.
All right. Well, real quickly, brief, to be perfectly honest with you, I believe what set the whole atmosphere is on my truck, on both the passenger and the driver's side, I have stickers on my truck that, you know, that says Patriot on board. So I believe that's probably what started, you know, the initial.
No, that's good. We need to shove it in their face because they say we're the terrorists, people that are real Americans in the new manuals, the veterans. We are the evil people. So all right. So he climbs Patriot.
Of course, you know, I've got the radio station and I've turned it down so that they can, you know, we can, you know, communicate back and forth. And then, you know, they hear it and they're, well, what is this? What radio station? Well, it's Mr. Alex Jones, you know, InfoWars. And they're, you know, they're screaming and yelling. Well, we need to see your driver's license. We need to see your.
Wait a minute. So when they heard my name, it was like vampires at high noon.
Stick their, you know, fangs into my neck and draw every bit of my Patriot blood out of me. You know, so they get up in my truck. You know, and of course, you know, I got a few things in there, and they're like, "Well, you're traveling pretty low." I mean, just stupid stuff. Just
they were trying to imply you were a terrorist. Next, well, you're traveling pretty light, boy. It's not about not even having a criminal record. It's about your scum, their God, get used to it.
Right, absolutely.
So what else happened at the end of it? What happened at the end of it?
Well, basically, you know, and I'm trying to handle my logbook, letting them know, you know, that I am abiding by the law. They didn't want to see my logbook. They just took my license. They didn't even go back to the car or do anything or go back into the building and check me out. They really didn't want any information.
They know you're good. It's why they don't like you.
What they seen was the Patriot on board on the side of my truck, and I believe that's what started the whole, you know, the whole catastrophe is basically. And then, of course, they held me up for a good 45 minutes to an hour for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No. They've told my crew, you don't want to be put in the microwave oven? You're going to wait an hour and miss your flight. And then we just start talking real loud about the tyranny. They don't want to get the other sheep aware, so then they move you through. It's all about a gang of nobodies sticking their hands down your wife's pants. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Greg Palast. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then we're going to get Sean Stone on. Continued 48-hour broadcast. Can't wait to sit down and read this little book, Billionaires and Bailout Bandits. Greg Palast investigate the Koch gang, Karl Rove, and their buck buddies. Thought we'd look some over at the neocon arm of the New World Order buzzard. We've been covering a lot of the Obama side of the buzzard. But first off, what do you think, Greg Palast, of the TSA? I mean, maybe they're not doing enough. Maybe they shouldn't be doing proctology exams on people.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I did some stories on total information awareness. Remember that? Remember they had that, you know, the pyramid, the Illuminati pyramid.
Run by Poindexter, yeah.
With the eyeball in the middle of the forehead. I mean, it was, you know what that was? It's all about making money, Alex. Follow the money. You had big companies like ChoicePoint, like this billionaire Ken Langone, all mobbed up with the politicians. And they got billions and billions of dollars in no-bid contracts to, you know, basically say you and your mommy and your neighbor, we're all suspects. You know, like I thought that we were on September 11th, we were all the victims. But on September 12th, we all became the suspects.
Well, that's right. That Senate report came out last week. You've written about that, where they admitted not one terrorist ever caught, tens of millions of us now on list as terrorists.
Yeah, so they have these terrorist lists, you know, so it keeps them in business. And that's the game. I mean, a lot of guys are cranking a lot of money out of this. I mean, you know, there's other aspects that you cover about civil liberties, but, you know, I'm an economic investigator, and I'm following.
So you're a former federal white-collar crime investigator at the highest levels.
Yeah, well, but since the federal government is now run by white-collar criminals, I kind of am out of a job there, so I went to journalism. That's not a joke. It's a joke, but it's not that.
No,
funny.
It's not a joke. How you know how to read? You're even worse than that last guy listening to the radio.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing, that that story. But, you know, that's the thing, you know. It's I'm very, very concerned that people are making too much money by taking away our liberties.
Yeah, let's write that down, because that's actually, you get into that in your book, how they use these computer programs to disenfranchise voters, you name it. Get into billionaires and bailout bandits and our loving government.
Yeah, well, this is a book put out by my foundation. It's basically a blast at both parties and their billionaires and the way that they shoplift votes. So, for example, it's very, you know, for example, by the way, a lot of people talk about the Koch brothers as big Republican funders. That's this week. David Koch was going to run this. The four Koch brothers, by the way, are between them. They're worth a little over $50 billion. Dollars. Okay. David Koch was going to run for governor of Kansas as a Democrat, by the way. And Bill Clinton, you know, that guy, you know, that everyone now thinks is just a wonderful Bubba.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, where did he come from? How do you go from governor of Dog Patch and come out of Dog Patch, Arkansas, and become president of the United States in 4 years? And the answer is that he rode something called the Democratic Leadership Council. Now, who created the Democratic Leadership Council? It started with a $150,000 donation from the Koch brothers. At the same time, they gave $150,000 to Bob Dole, his opponent, who got caught because they gave it to Dole's Foundation for a Better America, and he thought America would be better off with him as president. That was illegal. He had to give the money back. These guys are playing. They don't bet on horses, Alex. They own the whole darn racetrack.
That's right. You own all the sides, like Don King in a heavyweight boxing match. You can't lose.
Exactly. Well, that's how it's played. And that's all right if they weren't getting something in return. And that's what I'm concerned about. Who's picking up their bills? What do you think? As Ken Langone, that guy I was talking about, is making money off the total information awareness stuff. As he said, he just gave $1 million to Mitt Romney. He's not a Republican. He said, you know, I don't make donations to political candidates. I'm not giving Romney $1 million because it's a donation. I'm making an investment. I invest in him like I do any other product. And, you know, what's the return there? That's what I'm very concerned about. And obviously, then there's a chapter in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits called Pennies from Heaven. Where did Barack Obama come from? By the way, you know, it means, Barack Obama means the blessed one we've been waiting for. Well, Alex, who was waiting for him?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of anyone going from, like, the swamp of the state senate of Illinois, right, which is a total swamp, and 4 years later he's in the White House? How does that happen? The answer is Penny Pritzker. She's worth $4 billion, was worth $4 billion, but then the feds hit her for a $400 million fine for predatory banking practices, fraud, predation.
She's a loan shark. She's a convicted loan shark.
She's a convicted loan shark. $400 million fine. I don't think anyone's ever been fined that much. Who are the victims? The people in Obama's district, mainly. And then what does she do? Does Obama go after her? Not at all. In fact, she tells Obama, you'd make a terrific-looking senator. And loads him up. She was in charge of the fundraising for Obama for president. She raised $750 million. Her friends on the Gold Coast shifted his district from poor black district to the Gold Coast of along Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. She got her $400 million fine, but then she hooked him up with a group that she calls literally the ladies that lunch. So they munched and lunched on Obama, and then they turned him over to Citibank, Robert Rubin, and Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan. So you basically ended up with a banker president called Obama.
See, that's what I love about you, though, is you're one of the few journalists out there that goes after the dirt period and attacks them all, because then you realize it's like a Don King match. They own Romney. They own Obama. But I want to get your take then on the differences that you, if either man wins, what you expect to happen, just briefly, from your considerable political and journalistic gravitas. What does Greg Palast think is going to happen if we get a Romney versus if we get Obama?
There is a huge, you know, this is the first time in my career that I've ever seen the elite split in half the way it is, by the way, Alex. This is something very new. You've got a huge split. You've got these big bankers, Citibank, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan. Goldman Sachs is kind of a switch hitter on this one. And on one side, they're backing Obama. They still are. That's not just from 2008. They're still in with Obama big, big time and Penny Pritzker. But then on the other side are these billionaire hedge fund sharks. And there's a rumble in the jungle, in the financial jungle between them, which we haven't seen before. They were not split in 08. All of the finance guys are on Obama's side. Now they're split.
So you're confirming what all my other experts are saying. There is a major power structure fight happening, very rare.
Yeah, with jets and sharks, but, you know, it's hidden from the American people. I mean, one of their big battles, for example, was over Argentina. Argentina told the bankers to go fly. You know, the IMF and the World Bank kind of took control of Argentina. They sold off the water system to Enron, and everyone stopped having water. You know, that type of
thing. And Argentina came back some as they finally kicked them out.
Yeah, they kicked out the bankers, and they said, we're not paying the IMF, you know, screw you. But what happened was the banks quietly, people don't understand this, the banks quietly cut their deal with Argentina. Argentina came back roaring because they didn't have to pay these usurious bank rates. So the bank said, what do you want to do? And they said, I'll tell you what, we'll basically give you kind of stock in Argentina. If our economy grows, we will send you money. And so the big banks in New York have been getting tons of money from Argentina. Forget all the stuff about defaults. They're getting tons of money. Suddenly, these vulture fund billionaires led by Paul the Vulture Singer. You remember my last book, Vulture's Picnic?
Oh, yes.
Paul the Vulture Singer moves in, finds all these old Argentina bonds that are sitting around that no one, you know, that don't mean anything anymore. And he suddenly says, you know what? I own Argentina. That's mine now. And not only that do I own Argentina, but I own Bank of America. I own Citibank. I own J.P. Morgan. Give me. And he's looking for tens of billions of dollars. It might go up to as much as $200 billion by time he's done with his operation. He can bring down not only Argentina, but he can bring down, and I spoke to the Argentine ambassador. He says, you know, what are we going to do? We'll just turn into like a non-state. You know, and Hezbollah will be running around here in charge. And which, because they moved in from the Mideast into Argentina. But the big banks in New York could go down too. And so there's a blood battle between these groups. So what's happened is, not because of Argentina's request or the countries that have been destroyed by Paul Singer, like Greece and the Congo. What's happened is that Citibank and J.P. Morgan complained to Obama and the United Bank of Switzerland. Obama was golfing with the head of United Bank of Switzerland in America. UBS has a lot more influence than you do, Alex, I'm sorry to say. UBS said to Obama, this stuff's got to stop. So Obama went into federal court with Hillary Clinton. No one has followed this at all. It's like done very much in the dark. And they said, we want Paul the Vulture Singer put out of business. And there's this provision of the United States Constitution which allows the president solely, with the agreement of the Secretary of State, to stop legal actions by any member of the any American citizens. And they said, okay, Singer is putting all the banks of America at risk, is putting the foreign policy of America at risk. You got to put him out of business. Well, Singer's reaction was very simple. Okay, Mr. Obama, you want to put me out of business? I put you out of business. Suddenly, Singer's lined up 37, count them, 37 billionaires, an organization he calls Restore Our Future, to suddenly back Mitt Romney. A guy, by the way, he wouldn't spit on last year. He can't stand Romney, Singer. But now, Romney's got to be his boy to carry his water to reverse either.
Well, here's my question. What do these bankers and globalists fighting with each other think they're going to do when they wreck everything? I know they've created this Agenda 21 system where they think they're just going to consolidate, you know, things and use the crisis to take over as they've done in third world countries. But people now know that they're running the puppets, as Bingham Brzezinski has written in his book this year and 3 years ago pointed out that the people are actually now aware of the puppetry to a great extent. And so that the elite is in trouble. But then I see people like John Corzine, you know, billions disappear. He lies to Congress, gets caught, doesn't get in trouble. Then the reports are, you know, he's getting the money for J.P. Morgan. I mean, these guys are getting more and more reckless. What are they doing making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money? I mean, am I wrong in saying the recklessness is coming to a head in even an already bravado-filled, chutzpah-driven group of wild men?
Well, that's the good guys. Then you've got really wild men. J.P. Morgan, for example, you know, and when I heard our president say that after J.P. Morgan got caught, by the way, breaking the law. The new law prevents J.P. Morgan from losing that $10 billion that they lost. Number one, it's our money, right? We that's TARP money, okay? They took our public money and they put it, they went to the casinos in Europe and lost $10 billion, the so-called whale transaction. So what's happened is that those guys, though, believe it or not, when Obama said, "Gee, I wish every bank had a manager like Jamie Dimon." Well, if we did, we'd all be eating, you know, we'd be having to eat our dogs if every bank had a manager like Jamie Dimon. What's, you know, it's like, and he even once said, why should we punish Jamie Dimon? Mr. President, if you don't know why I have to punish Jamie Dimon, you shouldn't be in the Oval Office.
But that's the thing, is that they're all so reckless, so they're one-upping each other. I mean, is there any end to what they'll do?
Yes. Now, that's what happened. Even J.P. Morgan went to Obama with UBS, Citibank, and Bank of America and said these other guys, these ultra-crazy billionaires, are going to bring us all down unless you do something. So you think J.P. Morgan's crazy? These guys make them, you know, look like bankers or, you know, the movie version.
I want to hear the details of this. You've got all the documents as well. You've got a big article out today in The Nation, Mitt Romney's bailout bonanza. We're going to look at some of that straight ahead. Your calls are coming up, too. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Money Bomb.
Tell everyone you know, real journalism is alive and well right here at InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Donate and help us defeat the New World Order.
That's right, folks. Greg Palast with us about 15 minutes the next hour. I will continue with your calls. We've got so many guests coming up. We're going to be here for 48 hours, myself and a huge roster of guests. Find the details at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We've raised, they're updating at about $50,000. We normally raise about $400,000, $500,000 over a day. We're going 48 hours. We'd like to raise $1 million because we're not funded by the globalists or the Koch brothers or George Soros. We're not on one of the big giant syndicators, and we've been doing this now. This is our fifth annual Money Bomb to be able to get the equipment to put the nightly news show we've developed out on free-to-air satellite, buy some more of the equipment we need. It allows us to do that here pretty quick. So please donate, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We've also got some auction items out there on the site as well, a link to eBay. So be sure and check that out. I want to thank all those who have donated. Again, we do this once a year, and it's the opposite of, you know, the government taking your money and then using it against you in media propaganda. This is where you voluntarily do it. And again, we have free video feeds up there at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com as well. Okay, let's go back to Greg Palast. Greg, we've got a brief segment here now, but getting into this, yeah, I've seen these reports, a few of them in the news, about this fight and about Obama going after these hedge fund people. Where do you expect this fight to go now?
We lose, Alex. That's why I do hope, by the way, I know you're not asking me to do this. Please help keep Alex on the air. Where else are you going to get my reports, man? You think that the big boys are going to let me talk about what's in their underpants? That ain't happening. Okay, so that's my free commercial for you, Alex. It's the, you know, you need this outlet. I just don't know where else. I mean, I'm on the nightly news in the rest of the world. In America, if I don't have Alex, I'm not on. Guys.
Well, we always love having you. To be clear, we'll still be on the air if we don't reach our goal. We just won't be able to expand and get on the air with people that have never heard us worldwide with free-to-air. That costs a lot of money, and it will reach people. See, our goal is reaching people. It's not just making money. It's not bad to want to make money as long as it's done morally. It's just that we really want to be able to reach more people. Go ahead, Greg.
So let's talk about immoral money then. So, yeah, so, you know, I do, you know, my biggest fear is that these guys are going to kiss and make up the banking establishment and the billionaire sharks, speculators. That's my great fear, that they're actually not going to make up. But anyway, at the moment, Paul the Vulture Singer, so he's in war with Obama and his banker buddies. So what he did was he and two other Vulture Fund operators, a guy named Dan Loeb, and by the way, Dan Loeb was Obama's biggest billionaire backer in the last election. Now he's just given $1 million to Romney. Like I say, these guys don't have politics. They're not partisan. They have profits, not political parties, Alex. So these three billionaires, Loeb, Singer the Vulture, as he's known, and John Paulson, they bought Delphi Company. Now, what is Delphi? Delphi is the old GM Delco auto parts unit. It makes most of the parts. It used to make most of the parts for GM. It went into bankruptcy ahead of GM. These guys bought up the entire auto parts division of General Motors for 67 cents a share through an extraordinary flim-flam. Just let me know that they got it for 67 cents a share. They sold it. They flipped it back for $22 a share because they got $12 billion from TARP.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds with Greg Palast and your phone calls and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.